And joining us now is CJ, the 15th annual Inuit premiere at Severson's Gallery in Grand Marais. It's this Friday and Saturday, March 20th and 21st. It's a one-of-a-kind event in the lower 48 states and open to the public. Good morning, CJ. First of all, for those people who may be listening for the very first time, who've never been here, who maybe have never walked in the gallery, what is the Inuit? What's it all about?
Well, the Inuit are the northern people that live all around the Arctic Circle. So they will span from Greenland to Alaska. And Inuit mostly refers to the Canadian side of that. And the Alaskan have their own names for their people, Inupiat or Yupik or whatever. But the theme of the gallery from the get-go has been Art of the North. And so Jan Severson early on embraced art not only from our region, but from way north, because it has the same sort of frontier adventure feel as, you know, the people who grew up on Isle Royale or along the North Shore. So Inuit actually just means the people. And so in their language, which is called Inuktitut, you know, that's what Inuit means. So we have for 15 years in a row been bringing artists that either are like stone carvers or in the case of the Alaskan work that we bring down, they will work in fossilized whalebone or ivory or whatever, that walrus tusk. And this year, we're really excited to have Kate Vassilou from Dorset Fine Arts come down. Now, Kate is sort of the goddess of the print media for Cape Dorset. And we have liked to think that Cape Dorset in on Baffin Island is sort of a sister city to Grand Marais, because their art colony started very near the time when our art colony started. And it's been the way that people of that area have made income for decades and decades and decades. But unlike here, where artists can carve in like on linoleum block or wood, they don't have trees there. So when they make prints, they've carved on a slab of soapstone, which they have in abundance there, and they'll do prints using that. And so Kate has actually sent ahead this slab of soapstone with this amazing fish carved in it, and then the print that results from it is displayed right above it, so that you can get an idea of how the artists have to work in this media, and then it translates to another. But it's just, oh, we're so excited to have her, and she's got this great slideshow that she's going to present on Saturday night at 6 o'clock, and you don't want to miss it, because it'll give you a real feel of what the village looks like, what the artists look like, how they accomplish these amazing prints, and it's just going to be fab.
Each year when this occurs, I'm not sure which more is more exciting, the art or the people
that you
bring down.
I know. I mean, we feel the same way. This feels like reunion weekend for us, because one of the throat singers that's coming this weekend, Nina Sigalowitz, she's been coming for years, and it's like, oh, we get to see our family, you know, when she comes back. And she's bringing a different throat singer with her this time, and we're really excited to have Takralik Partridge come. She's young. She's sort of edgy. She's a performance artist, actually. But on the other hand, she's this traditional throat singer. So it's going to be really fun on Friday night, because she's going to do her performance art, her poetry, for folks who come in on Friday night, and that's from 5 to 7. But then they're also going to do a little teaser of the traditional throat singing, and then on Saturday they'll perform at 1, at 3, and then at 6, just before Kate's talk. These gals have traveled worldwide. I mean, I know that Nina has talked about their trips to Europe and to various countries. So they're appreciated for what they bring. I mean, this culture, it's sort of been a cultural immersion weekend. You know, mm-hmm. You see the art, you see the people, you get to talk to them. And on Friday night, it's a pretty informal meet and greet. So if you wanted to stop by and just talk with Nina or Takralik, you know, they're very open to that sort of thing. So it's very, very cool.
So how did this all start? How did they ever make this connection?
Well, you know, again, Jan Severson wanting to follow the theme of the gallery with Art of the North and being very attracted to, you know, the Canadian Inuit and all that sort of art. I mean, this started actually, so me back up just a second. So 15 years in a row now we've had the Inuit premiere. But in 1995 is when the gallery actually had this huge show where they brought down extraordinary work from all these, you know, the sort of the premier artists. And George Winton, who was famous for writing about and you know, knowing about all of this sort of thing, actually attended along with some other really heavy hitters. And it was just this sort of fluke. This tiny little town here in northern Minnesota brought these heavy hitters in Inuit art. And it was held, interestingly enough, in the site where the gallery is now. But it wasn't owned by Jan at that point. It was sort of between owners, I think. Mm-hmm. And one of the artists that George Swinton was talking about with this was this young, up-and-coming, Tunu Sharkey was his name. And he just thought, this guy's going to be great. Well, for the first time this year, 20 years later, now in the same spot, we actually have three or four, maybe four pieces by Tunu Sharkey. For the first time, we've been able to, when we go on our buying trips, we've been able to find his work and bring it down. And it's just amazing, just amazing stone serpentine carvings. And it'll just blow you away. It's just fabulous. So, you know, how did it start? It was just sort of the passion of Jan Sivertsen with Art of the North. You know, and it just went across the border and has no limits. Who would ever know that after that big show that it would ever be repeated? I mean, it was huge. And then a little 5-year break, and then it just, we've been doing it every year. And we've been bringing down, you know, artists that have offered classes at North House in the past. That's a little tricky because these artists are coming from a place where it's pretty usual to be grounded, flights be grounded because of weather. You know, it's hard to get them out of there. So it's a huge commitment to bring them in. And this year we didn't, we weren't able to do that. But, you know, it's just been this wonderful sort of community effort, you know, with North House chiming in and the Art Colony and all that sort of thing. So it's been pretty, really positive, really positive.
So besides seeing excellent art, it's an opportunity to meet and get to know people from a completely different culture.
Exactly.
It's a people thing, too.
It is, totally, yeah.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to add this morning, CJ?
Well, I think just to let people know that there will be things going on. So if you're, you know, if you're headed out this weekend, but you're going to be swinging by Duluth, the Throat Singers will actually be performing there at noon on Friday, and then they'll drive up the shore, and they're going to be on Roadhouse here Friday afternoon, and then the meet and greet at the gallery from 5 to 7, and the poetry reading and all of that. And then if you wanted to just stop in on Saturday, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and 6 o'clock, you can actually hear the Throat Singers. And then if you're interested in Kate's slideshow, then you want to be there for sure at the 6 o'clock.
We've been visiting with C.J. Hightop of Sivertsen's Gallery. The 15th annual Inuit premiere is this weekend. A full schedule, like C.J. just gave us the highlights of, on the event is available at sivertsens.com.
I got one other thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you have never seen throat singing and you have no idea what we're talking about, if you go to the Sivertsen website, there is a little tiny video. It's like a minute and a half of Nina and Lydia last year giving a sort of introduction to. So you can check it out there.
And see what you think.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.